Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
I'll have you introduce yourself for me and your official title, please.
Yes, my name is Eric Strading. I'm the Consul General for the Kingdom of the Netherlands, based in Chicago, and my jurisdiction is the American Midwest. So everything basically from, what is it, North Dakota to Kansas, and from Kentucky up to Ohio.
And of course, this is an obvious question, but what brings you to Pella here this weekend?
Tulip Festival, surprise.
Yeah. So have you been to Pella before, or is this your first stop?
This is my first stop in Pella. I got a little bit of a taste of it when I visited Holland, Michigan, which has similar activities, but this one is, I think, a lot bigger than the one in Michigan.
So I know you've been here for a little bit. What are some of the things that you've been doing so far in terms of whether it's people you're visiting or activities that you've been able to participate in?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I have to say that talking to all those people with the familiar last names, talking about their family history and how they or their parents or their grandparents or even before that came from the Netherlands, and how they have built up sometimes spectacular businesses. I was this morning at Pella Corporation. I was at Vermeer, and I was at Lely, the dairy robots manufacturer. I was absolutely amazed that, with all respect, a smaller city of 10,000 people has such an enormous manufacturing base. So, and coming from people with Dutch roots, Dutch cultural heritage, it was great.
And you're also getting to enjoy our festival here, our three-day festival. And I know you're back as we're recording this on Friday. What have you seen about the celebration itself and getting to interact with people and getting to see how we do things here for these 3 days?
Yeah. And I mean, it was the first thing I have to say that I grew up in a village called Bunschoten Spakenburg, which is a little bit north of Amersfoort in the Netherlands. And one of the first ladies in traditional dress I saw today was wearing the dress of Bunschoten Spakenburg. So we were in that in the little village next to the mill, and you know, it's almost like you feel like you're back home, but then like 50 years ago, and that feeling was special. If you look here slightly puzzled, there are two or three people that come up to you and say, "Can I help you? Are you looking for something? Nice to meet you," and they talk and. People here are very, very kind. I hope it has to do with the Dutch roots, but it is something that really stands out for me.
And in your role, what do you do, I guess, day to day? What is your role like when you're in this embassy office, and what have you learned about America and vice versa, that Dutch to American connection through your travels?
Yeah, so we basically do two important things. Let me start by saying what we do not do anymore. Like a consulate general traditionally did passports and visa. We have outsourced that to a commercial service provider. So what we do is we focus on helping Dutch companies set up shop in the American Midwest. So that's why we're very happy, you know, to have all those companies here. That's the one part of it. The other part is that we try to attract American investments to the Netherlands. Like Vermeer is a Pella-based company, but they have in Goes in the Netherlands, they have their Dutch facility. And that's also a part of our job.
And then, again, we're recording this on Thursday. You're going to, I believe, meet more lawmakers and other people on Friday. What are you hoping to see for the rest of your visit, whether it's some of the fun or some of the work you're going to be doing?
Oh, I would like to see the mix of both. The fun part is certainly important as we drove all the way from Chicago, but to see that country, that places that started so long ago, basically with people coming from the Netherlands, grow into something so wonderful, that makes me really proud.
Anything else you'd like to talk about today?
No, I think that's it. Thank you for the opportunity of talking to your listeners, and a big thank you to Pella for receiving me the way they did.
Stay tuned to 92.1 KRLS for updates from the 91st Annual Tulip Time. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.